Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. We can finally see terra firma. The snow and ice has melted away, and we're all itching to dig into the earth and start our vegetable gardens. Now think how smart it would be to plan a garden that offers up foods you'll actually want to eat throughout the summer and fall. Here to tell us what she's learned about planning that vegetable garden is Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Happy spring, Rick.
Happy spring. What are some of the new ideas that you heard about from the people you spoke to?
Well, let me talk about one that's been a revelation to me. Of course, as cooks who garden, we think first about flavor. We want the food to taste good and fresh from our gardens. But I was surprised at the number of experts I spoke to who talked about looking for color in their garden and on the plate. And of course, it makes sense because we do want our food from the garden to be beautiful. I found this particularly true when I asked people, what tomatoes do you love to plant? So, for example, Charlie Nardozzi, the gardening guru from Ferrisburg, the first thing he mentioned was a yellow tomato called the persimmon, which he described as looking the color of a mango when you cut it and also having a wonderful flavor. Doug Mack, the chef and co-owner of Mary's Restaurant, who grows a lot of his own food, talked about the green zebra, which is a green and dark green striped tomato. Doug said, you want the food on the plate to hit you in the eye and just invite you to eat it. And alternating a green sliced tomato with yellow and red tomatoes, of course, makes a beautiful presentation. A couple of the other varieties that people mentioned to me, Jess Hyman at the Community Garden Network talked about the Jean Flamme, a French tomato, again, a yellow tomato. And then at High Mowing Seeds, the organic seed company in Walcott, they talked about their new indigo tomatoes, which you don't pick until they are deep, rich black. And I think that would be so striking. I think I've got to try those.
And how about some veggies for an early payoff? What can we plant?
Well, there, my expert is Ellen Ogden, who lives in Manchester and is a garden writer and a garden consultant and was one of the founders of the Cook's Garden Seed Company. And Ellen's line is, if we all grew more salad greens, we could save the world. So I had a long conversation with Ellen about salad greens. And of course, we all want to get into the garden now, even though the frost is barely out of the ground. And there are very early varieties of greens that you can plant almost before the frost is gone. And a new one for me that she mentioned is miner's lettuce. It's called Claytonia. It's a very attractive plant. People sometimes use it as a ground cover. But again, you can plant it very early, and it's going to add that fresh green that we're all looking for. But Ellen then went on to talk about, for me, early lettuce mixes aren't a problem. It's summer when I want a salad and there doesn't seem to be anything in my garden. And one of the things that she explained to me that I hadn't known, of course, there are varieties that do better in hot weather that are less likely to bolt. But she said the real problem with growing lettuce in the depths of summer is that lettuce seed doesn't germinate when the soil is too warm. So she suggested for middle summer lettuce, germinating the seeds in a cool basement or in a shady part of the garden where you put a board over the seeds after you've planted them until they sprout so that they can germinate in a little bit cooler temperature. That's the kind of know-how I love to encounter.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing planning your vegetable garden. Candy, were there other useful strategies people told you about?
Well, I have been a failed pickle maker my whole adult life. And I think Andrea Chessman, who is, again, a cookbook writer and a gardener in Ripton, straightened me out. And she said the problem, even with pickling varieties of cucumbers, if you let them get 1 minute past ready, they become very seedy. And a seedy cucumber is going to be a limp, watery cucumber once you pickle it. And what Andrea has done, she didn't give me named varieties, but she said she looks for Asian and Middle Eastern cucumbers. They tend to be thin-skinned. They have relatively few seeds. You do have to trellis them, but they're also, you don't have to pick them at a single minute. They're a little bit more tolerant of, you know, the time when you pick them, and they will make nice, crisp pickles, as well as being great to serve as fresh cucumbers. So I am now rethinking my approach to cucumbers.
Are there any new vegetables or varieties that people might want to experiment with this summer?
Well, let me mention three. The Vermont Community Garden Network has a fundraiser every year where they sell sweet potato slips. Nobody starts sweet potato from seed. You need the slips. And on June 13 and 14, they sell sweet potato slips at Red Wagon Plants in Hinesburg. And I adore sweet potatoes. I've never tried to grow them in my garden, but now I have a strategy that where I can try that. So I'm going to do that. I unfortunately don't have enough room for sweet corn, but High Mowing Seeds told me about a new open-pollinated sweet corn called Who Gets Kissed. And for the name only, don't we have to try it?
Absolutely.
If we have room? This is a variety that the name of which harks back to corn husking bees long ago, when if you found a cob with red kernels, you got to kiss somebody at the corn husking bee. So I'm going to try that. And finally, High Mowing said kale seed is getting hard to come by. And they have some new varieties of kale from Germany and Austria that they're very excited about. One of them is a giant red kale that could almost be an ornamental. So again, following my new interest in color, I may try that.
And do you have any personal garden favorites that you can't wait to plant this year?
Well, I'm going to be passionate about three. I am convinced I know the most delicious lettuce, which is a French variety, I think it's French, called Pirat, which is P-I-R-A-T. It's a butterhead lettuce that's beautiful red and green that I think is just outstanding in salads. I will drive miles. I can't grow enough tomatoes in my own yard to grow enough Juliet cherry tomatoes to put up in my freezer. These are slightly bigger than cherry tomatoes. They're paste type, but incredibly sweet. And I collect as many as I can. I roast them and freeze them, and it's like eating candy in the winter. They make fabulous pasta sauce. And finally, last year, my daughter-in-law introduced me to a new kind of butternut squash called the honey nut. I'm now a family of two, and a butternut squash is a big thing that can be hard for two people to eat. Honey nut is a variety developed at Cornell that's a very small butternut squash, perfect for two people and very sweet. So that's a new must-grow in my garden.
Candace Page writes for the Save a War section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always lovely to be here. Thanks, Rick.